Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, so we were just talking about Cam Smith, right?
That is correct.
My memory, if my memory holds from the last segment.
That is correct.
We were just talking about Cam Smith. And over the course of the segment, I realized something. He kind of needs to change his name.
What?
Like, why? One of the favorites to win the Masters this week, starting tomorrow, is Cam Smith.
So?
Cam Smith is a more popular athlete than Cam Smith, the Astro.
How long do you think that takes to change?
A while. Cam Smith has won two majors, I believe.
I ask again, how long you
think? A while.
No, but here's the thing
a
about
a while.
Golf.
Really? Seriously?
And I say this more to speak to just how great Tiger is.
Yeah.
Like, ain't no Tiger, right? Like, where you ask your mama who's a golfer, and they go, oh, yeah, Tiger Woods. Like,
yeah.
If you're not indoctrinated into the golf, I would bet good money
millions
that you could ask just general sports fan who is not inherently a golf fan.
Mm-hmm.
Ask 10 of them. You get one or two that are like, oh, yeah, Cam Smith. I know who that is, right? Mm-hmm. That ain't stopping baseball Cam Smith's show at all.
Yeah, let's say Cam.
I think it depends. Sorry, Figgy. I think it depends on the circles you run in.
Hell, like.
Like, I'm deep into, obviously, baseball, but I am deep into golf. And there are a lot of people like me.
Yeah, but let's say
Cam, I think it's a lot more niche than yours.
Let's say Cam Smith, the baseball player, let's say he have a good rookie year, win rookie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Do he overtake the golf player Cam Smith's name?
You guys are thinking it's a lock. I'm
asking.
Or at least Reggie does.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying immediately.
Asking the question.
I'm just asking, like, when does it happen? Because rookie of the year, I'm not quite sure. I'm trying to see what is the level of baseball success that he gets to.
What would make him start going by Cameron or Cammy or something?
Oh, I don't think anything's gonna make him. I think he gonna be called Cam Smith because that's what he likes being called.
Yeah.
I think that locker room's already.
And I think the other thing is, and this is way too early, but if you Google Cam Smith, which Cam Smith pops up?
That's a great point. Let's do that experiment here in a second.
It's a good week
because
to do
right
it.
Now it will probably be the golfer.
It is the golfer.
I'm gonna actually use Google right now.
Yeah, it is the golfer.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And, of course, my computer decides to
go. No,
why does that happen?
Right here.
Yeah.
Every time
Cam Smith, first three stories are Cam Smith the golfer. The next two are Cam Smith the baseball player.
Now, I know it could be tricky, too, because depending on what you search personally, you know.
No, that's
might
true.
Pop
you,
yeah, because mine pulled up American baseball third baseman and then see results about Cameron Smith. So I don't know how. Yeah, go ahead and text in. If you have the ability to do this on your own, I'm interested. Like, what do you think? Because, so I took this to, and I don't even know what to do with this, because I took this to, like, private mode, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that takes in less. I know that there's still, like, cookies involved because we live in a surveillance state. And I'll show you, Lopez, what I got when I searched the words Cam Smith, nothing more. on the right
side.
You
got both.
On the right side, I am seeing third baseman, although now right fielder, Cam Smith.
Yeah.
And then on the left side, I'm seeing the top stories about Cam Smith, the golfer, because it is Masters week.
Right. I do think if Cam Smith is that player we think he's going to be, like, really good, where to the point jerseys are flying off the shelves type of good, that I do think by that point, I think the baseball player Cam Smith.
Let's keep this in mind, too.
Just for the jersey aspect of it, too, and just because it's baseball.
Yeah, but let's keep this in mind, too. We're in Houston. We all know Cam Smith. America might be going Cam Smith golfer all day.
Right now, yes. Yeah.
And I agree. I fully agree with that. Yeah. That's why I'm trying to see what is the breaking point for Cam Smith, baseball player. And I was like, rookie of the year, I do wonder, because even I think even those national, those kind of, you know, season awards, those could be a little niche at times as well, unless you're even MVP. Like, I wonder how many, like, just non, like, specific baseball fans remember that. But I do wonder if the Astros are in the playoffs, especially if they make it deep into the playoffs and you have that visibility with a rookie of the year, what have you, does that then maybe shift?
By the way, Cam Smith won the U.S. Open in 2022. Runner-up to the Masters in 2020, third in 2022. He's a big-time golfer.
I'm not trying to say he's not. Like, I like that you're trying to make this about the merit. Yeah. I believe it.
My thing is, do you feel like golf is a bigger sport than baseball right now?
Not across the board, but golf is enormous. Like I said, they're having 11 hours of coverage of the Masters.
No, I agree with you. I'm not saying golf is small, a little small thing.
Yeah.
But I think it comes down to the bigger sport and more visible person, which will probably be like a Cam Smith if he's that good.
I think we're getting to a place where we're getting to multiple Americas. I don't know if it's specifically two.
They're all coming in too.
Because some people are like, never heard of Cam Smith. Someone's like, no, Cam Smith is worldwide because he's Australian and big overseas.
Yeah.
And then you've got someone else who's like, there are more Astros fans than there are PGA fans, period, which I think that you're not acknowledging how many golf fans there are.
No, right? I can tell them. You're wrong.
So I think
No, I mean, people hate the Astros.
Yes, you are incorrect.
Okay, and then how about this from the 210 to go on the other side? If Cam Smith, the golfer, wins the Masters, then there's no comparison. That's interesting. And then someone else springs up on the YouTube. What about Cam Smith, the Dolphins cornerback, a person who I just learned about? I knew about
via
Cam
Google.
Smith. But yeah, wow. Yeah, that's great. That's actually an interesting topic, and I don't know what the breaking point is, but I'm interested. And 281, I appreciate you doing the I appreciate the Joe homework? Doing the work. The, they said that they more stories about baseball from them. And then 281, listen to you guys every day, had no idea who the golfer Cam Smith was. One, appreciate you listening, and two, thank you for adding it to the social experiment. Keep those coming. I'm interested to see. Like, let's see if we can crowdsource this to a point where we get a an answer that somewhat is appealing. I don't think we're going to fully find this out.
No.
But it's a really interesting dynamic that I had not
considered. I can tell you it's millions more right now that know Cam Smith the golfer. Because, he's played the.
I mean,
he won the British Open, is what I said. USO. He won the British Open. He's finished second in the Masters, third in the Masters in the last 4 years.
Rocks his mullet and everything.
Yeah, and also the baseball player just got in the MLB. So it's very, very early.
I was like, maybe he needs to change his name.
Yeah, I don't think he needs to change his name. Mama called him Cameron. I'm going to call him Cam. Or Mama called him Cam. I'm calling him Cam. Yeah. Someone said Hunter Renfroe was in the very similar situation. Yeah, with the baseball Hunter Renfroe and then football Hunter Renfroe. I don't know that. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
I know it just depends on what circles you run in, I imagine. Because one of them, and that's crazy because Cam Smith, again, like international perspective, but I guess we're being American-centric in this point in this situation. I feel like one of them would just have to hit one of the major touchstones that hits the American cultural zeitgeist, which I guess would be Cam Smith winning the Masters and having that run.
Now watch him win.
Or, maybe go ahead and put a little bit of money
on
it.
He's been in the hunt for 4 years.
Or it's going to have to be Cam Smith, Astro, doing something major on that national stage.
Correct.
Or something like that. Interesting. Interestingly enough.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy,
we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
These are my confessions.
I didn't realize, speaking of baseball, I didn't see that coming. I didn't realize that the Rangers actually have the worst team average in baseball. Because they've been winning games.
They've been winning.
Right? They lost yesterday.
Last night, right?
They did lose yesterday to the Cubs. Shout out to Seiya Suzuki doing that. But so they have a good record, a better record than the Astros, but they're actually worse on batting average. Now, one of the things that's hurting the Astros have no slug. Like, just extra base hits aren't coming through. So I think the Rangers are somewhere like in the bottom third, but not all the way at the bottom like the Astros in slug. But it made me happy to know, oh, they're not hitting well either. So like this
back down to earth.
This could come back. Like their pitching has been really good, but whatever. But yeah, maybe this thing evens out to where, because one of the things, as I kind of alluded to at one point, I'm afraid of is I don't want this thing to look like last year where you get into such a hole that now you're having to chase back, because I think the Rangers are better this year. But I also, if you look at the process of it rather than just the results of the records, I do think that they're a lot closer in stature. And so I felt better in that moment when I realized that the Astros are not far
off.
Now
I feel better.
They're not super far off pace.
I noticed that, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to keep my baseball, too. So before the Astros game, I was watching another game. I was watching the Guardians and the White Sox. And talk about a snooze fest. This game was a snooze. Like, nobody was really hitting or scoring in this game. And I got to confess, I kind of like the way this game ended. So tell me if this is, I don't want to call it ironic. I'll let y'all decide. So ninth in the bottom of the ninth. Mike Clevenger, who used to pitch for the Guardians and end up getting traded because it was a wild situation that happened, I guess, during COVID and all this other stuff. So he got booed when he got to the mound. And so somebody, I think I forgot who it was, but it was an error where somebody got on base. This dude had three walks. Three walks and a walk-off walk win.
Yeah.
And I felt like that was so hilarious because he was getting booed. He looked like he lost a lot of steps, by the way. This dude looked a little chunky, lost the long hair. I'm just like, man, this looked like a ex. This looked like a the old hot high school chick. You see her 20 years later with five kids and all fat. But
that was the high school reunion.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. It was just like a damn homie in high school. You was the man,
right?
Homie.
I'm not gonna lie though. Like baseball pitcher when it goes atrocious is one of the places in sports where I actually have the hardest time getting into my Schadenfreude bag because you're just out there alone. Like, ain't nobody come and save you. Ain't no clock that's gonna come save you. And the best thing that can come save you is the most disgraceful thing is that manager come and ask for that baseball. Like, everything else, you just out there and you have to try and figure out a way to get
dying on
outs.
The vine.
Just there.
It's very uncomfortable thing when people are struggling that much. By the way, did you see that minor league team that gave up 22 walks last night?
No.
22 walks, a minor league team. I don't have it in front of me, but I was reading it this morning in one game.
Damn.
That's why you're in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yes.
Who was it?
Jupiter,
Florida.
Who got a lift over Dunedin? And I didn't
know
Dunedin. Is that how they say it? I'm sorry, I ain't never had that one in my bag, to be completely honest. So the Dunedin Blue Jays got a victory over.
I hope they did.
The Jupiter Hammerheads. Get this: 19-5 in a record-setting walk fest. No, you don't say. 22 walks.
22 walks.
Man,
they gave
up. Most in a full season minor league baseball game in MLB stat portal history. That is wild.
Mike Clevenger need to go there.
Yep.
You fit right in. These are
my confessions.
I get where the Dallas Mavericks are coming from on this. I totally get it. But I don't know if this is a confession or just whatever, a thought. There is no way that their tribute to Luka is going to work. It's going to
backfire. Are they trying to do it?
It's going to backfire. Now, you used to live there.
Correct.
There is going to be somehow, some way, this is going to be about the general manager. They're going to be throwing they got shirts on every seat, all right? And the shirts say, in Slovenian, thanks for everything.
Why are they doing this?
Because they're trying to win back. That fan base is mad at the organization.
But do you agree?
For good reason.
No way this is going to work.
No, no whatsoever.
Zero.
Then people see through it. Like, they have had months and months and months of missteps, unforced errors by the organization. And them fans not hearing it, bro. Like, they just aren't. And then also,
talk about tone deaf.
On top of that, like, after they went and made that trade in the dead of night, they got out here slandering old boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to make him feel good. You're not going to win with the fans. It's what you're kind of supposed to do, except you done already poisoned the water on the front end. Like, you're just, they're SOL. Now, to be fair to them, I don't know what you're supposed to do once you've gotten to this place.
Ignore it. Act like it didn't happen. Just get through it.
I think not this year. You can't do it this year.
No, I think let the fans applaud him. But don't put T-shirts on every chair.
Yes.
Don't do that. That's the mistake. You know, just say, hey.
What, so now you could be the organization that doesn't. Like, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
Well, sure.
Yeah, no.
But this is going to be worse.
No. I think it's worse if you don't do anything.
No, I think it's better. You let the fans say, love you, man. No. Not your fault.
I think they should have just kept it simple.
Yeah.
Just a video tribute or something. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep it simple for this year. At least for this year.
They're gonna bring sharpies and write stuff on these shirts.
And let me be clear, ain't nothing they can do about this.
Yeah, no, this is a
nothing's going to make it better.
Yeah.
But I think they should have just kept it simple, man. You don't need no T-shirts, man. It's people. Hell, LeBron James won a championship in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They ain't do no T-shirts. Like, nah, he ain't got to do all that, bro.
I'm with you.
All
right. Real quick before we go, I guess I'll do this one. We was out last week that we were out? And you know, you have to do you sign the little thing.
Mm-hmm.
These like electronic signature things are the dumbest things now, because does anybody actually do their real signature on these things? You just do a little squiggle and hey, we off to the races. Like, at this point, it defeats the whole purpose of signing for things, doesn't it?
I've gotten on a big, speaking of, you know, it took me so long to get an iPhone. I'm all about the Apple Pay now, man. Boom, boom, boom. I'm firing that stuff everywhere, which you don't have to do that as often.
Yeah, I guess so. But even then, like,
click it and go.
If you're like at a bar, they still will have, like, or if you're at a restaurant where they have the little systems that the waitress has and they flip and they're like, can you, sign this or whatever? I'm like, if I was to dispute it, that's not really my signature. Like, they're not going to, this ain't going to do nothing.
No,
this is the dumbest thing.
Scribble.
You just kind of scribble.
Yeah.
It doesn't even pick up well enough, and I'm using my finger as opposed to like a pen. Like, it's not going to look
right. My name looks like just like a line.
And I think half the time I do that is because I try to hurry up and get the waitress on about her business, because I want to sit there and try to write my neat handwriting.
You can't. It's like physically impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. The worst part. I tried to hurry up so she could go on, because I know she got to do something else.
Yeah.
Last thing I'm about to do is like clear and try and do it again.
Oh,
that first
God,
attempt
no.
is what it is, whatever it looks like. So there you go. All right. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in Lou, brought to you by the Men's Clinic. On the text line from 832, Cam Smith, regarding Cam Smith, rather, Willie Mays had a miserable start, 1-for-26 to a Hall of Fame career. Not saying that Cam Smith is Willie Mays, but neither was Mays at the very beginning. I mean, a fair
it's
point.
Early.
It's a fair point.
It's early.
It is. It is. All right. Where's my bell, damn it? All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next. All right. We're there. The Rockets technically don't have anything to play for, but they've got three more games against some good teams. So how should the Rockets approach this? Yes, we're doing a rest versus Russ conversation. Let's have it next.